It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about volunteers who care for wildlife.
Spring is peak season for baby animals in Wisconsin. It's also the busiest time of year for wildlife rehabbers, as they're flooded with calls about wounded or orphaned critters. As WPR's Sarah Lear tells us, one group of humans in south central Wisconsin is bringing wildlife into their homes to care for those animals until they can fend for themselves.
At 4 weeks old, this litter of raccoons is just starting to open their squinty eyes. They were born blind, but are now beginning to respond to sights and sound. Jenny Esser fills a bottle with raccoon formula and runs it under hot water.
I'm just letting it warm up. So that'll just take a few minutes.
The fuzzy animals make chittering sounds as Esser feeds them one by one. The Cross Plains resident volunteers as a wildlife foster with Wisconsin Wild Care. Esther's been caring for the raccoons in a small cage in her laundry room.
I know you're hungry, sweetheart. I know. Okay. All right, let's...
The raccoon's mother fled earlier this spring after a tree trimmer accidentally disturbed her nest. Three babies survived, but one had to be euthanized.
One had been nicked with a chainsaw, and his injuries were just too severe to overcome.
Last year, Wisconsin Wild Care rescued more than 1,000 small mammals in southern Wisconsin, including rabbits, opossums, squirrels, and, yes, raccoons. Some rehabbers in Wisconsin work at centralized facilities, like those run by humane societies. But Wild Care's approach is a little bit different. The nonprofit relies on a network of about 80 fosters who care for injured or abandoned animals in their homes. Wild Care co-director Diane Goldensoff says the home-based model provides the group with extra space and flexibility so it can care for more animals. And she says it allows for a personal touch.
A single caregiver is positive in the sense that we put an eye on those animals every time we feed them. And so as an individual, I can tell what the status is of the infants I'm raising.
Wild Care leaders, like its president Tom Manley, teach the fosters to keep the wild animals away from pets and to only handle them while wearing gloves.
One of the biggest differences between a domestic and a wild animal is that you do have to back off and allow them to become wild.
Before completing training and undergoing a home inspection, prospective fosters go to an orientation. There, they gauge which animals the best fit. As a squirrel guy himself, Manley admits to having a bias.
We also have a possum director and a rabbit director, and each of us stand up and give a little spiel beforehand, and then it creates a little bit of an argument almost as to who's going to be most influential in getting these potential new fosters to care for their animal.
Back in her Cross Plains home, Esser says she's always felt a connection to raccoons. In all, she's fostered about 25 of them. Esser keeps notes about each raccoon's weight, bowel movements, and middle-of-the-night feedings. She marks each animal's ear with nail polish and tells them apart using different colors.
So this is the only little girl. She's pink. I call her Queenie. She's Queen Bee of her brothers.
By midsummer, Esser will move the animals to a large pre-release cage that she built in her backyard. It has ropes and a kiddie pool to keep the raccoons occupied. Esser loops a chain over the cage's door.
We have to have extra locks, and some of our other rehabbers have said the same thing. We call them Houdini. They figure out how to get out.
In the fall, Esser plans to set the animals free into the woods near her house.
I will not lie to you and say I haven't cried. Because you're going, you know, please go out and don't let anything happen to you.
By then, Esser hopes all her midnight bottle feedings will have paid off. She wants the raccoons to be fat enough to survive winter on their own.
WPR's Sarah Lear brought us that story on Wisconsin Wild Care. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.